Welcome back. Well, the Tourism Business Council of South Africa has welcomed the announcement that President Ramaphosa's investment conference has raked in a total of 294 billion rand, which it believes will have a positive impact on the tourism value chain. And coupled with Minister Gigaba's decision to relax visa regulations, just how much of a turnaround can the industry expect from these moves? Chifiwa Chifengwa, who's CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, joins us in studio now to discuss those prospects. Thanks so much, Chifiwa, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, we've had the TBCSA welcome the kind of investment into the South African economy that we're projected to see. What do you see this spelling for the tourism sector specifically?
Well, the tourism sector benefits when the economy is doing well. And it benefits through, you know, corporate travel, leisure travel, conferences and exhibition. That's how we benefit, you know, from any robust economy. So when the president announced that, you know, the investments that have been committed are over 290, you know, billion, for us it's an exciting news because there's going to be new projects that are going to be started in various, you know, towns and cities around the country, and people are going to start to travel. So you're going to see the uptick on the demand for air travel, demand for accommodation, car rentals, etc. So that is that's good news for us. But obviously, we want to see those projects being started so that we can start to realize
that investment. I was going to say, it's once those commitments, you know, are actually converted into live investment that you see that trickle-through effect. If we take a step back, how hard have you estimated South Africa's tourism industry to have been hit by the years of investment decline that South Africa's economy has seen due to regulatory uncertainty, low business confidence levels as well?
Yes, I mean, it's been over the past 10 years, you know, we have seen, you know, we do what we call the Tourism Business Index, where we measure the level of satisfaction and the level of business that our private sector is doing, and to find out the sentiments from them as to whether they're thinking that, you know, they're going to hire more people or they have they've got positive view on the future. So that has been declining. This year, in the first half of the year, we saw very negative Tourism Business Index. That spells out that people are not positive. They don't know if the economy is going to the right directions. So that's why we welcome what just happened now. It gives us confidence that, you know, when you create more demand, more international investors in the hospitality space and in other tourism value chain, they start to come in. New hotels could be built, and new cars will be bought by car rental companies and so forth and so on. So that spells, you know, good news for us. And also internationally, when people start to see or businesses start to see what's happening in South Africa, it gives us a very positive brand image.
Yeah.
And therefore people start to say, well, maybe I should visit South Africa for leisure travel. And we want that to uptick as well.
If the regulatory environment affords that kind of scope. So on that front, do you see Home Affairs and the Department of Tourism actually singing off the same hymn sheet right now, easing some of the regulatory burden that has come to the fore and that's been associated with South African travel?
Yes, we have had a discussion with the Department of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Tourism to make sure that we smooth out the issues of visa requirements and the issues of minors traveling out of the country and into the country. So we are anticipating, as promised by Minister Gigaba, that there will be an announcement soon that will spell out how we're going to deal with the minors traveling, especially those that are coming into the country. So we've had discussions, and us as the tourism industry, we welcome that decision, but we want it to be implemented because we don't just want to talk about it and say, well, it's coming, it's coming. Business is suffering at the moment. We don't want to lose jobs in our sector. We employ about, you know, more than 720,000 people directly and 1.5 million people indirectly. So we want these regulations to be effected immediately so that we can start to see an uptick.
Where are your confidence levels sitting in that actually coming to the fore? Because we've got a Home Affairs Minister that's, you know, pretty busy and occupied, distracted at this stage of the game.
No, you know, we think that's going to come. It's imminent. The announcement is imminent. We're hoping that, you know, it happens, you know, by Friday. Hopefully we get to know what's going on with what we have submitted and what the Department of Tourism has submitted. And we're working together with, you know, both ministries to make sure that, you know, this happens. But, you know, for us, it's a matter of, you know, yes, there could be other things that's going on, but, you know, the minister works with a team and the team is on it. And we are hopeful that this will be done as soon as this week. You know, otherwise, if it's not done, we'll have to regroup and have a meeting again to see, you know, how we move forward on this issue.
So what are some of the plans the Tourism Business Council specifically has in place to then leverage off the kind of opportunity this potentially opens up?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to our members, you know, because we represent various associations that come from different value chain of tourism. We're going to be talking to them and say, take advantage of these opportunities. There are new companies that are, you know, starting big projects in South Africa. They're going to need corporate travel. You know, go and take advantage of that, whether it's a bidding process, get the tender from these companies. Also, from the car rental space, you know, let's make sure that, you know, we participate in this process. So we see a big spin-off, because if you look at how companies spend on travel when they're doing new projects, point in case, if you look at Eskom, when Eskom was building, you know, the power stations in Medupi and also in Kusile, there was an upsurge in, you know, people start B&Bs and they were full all the time to house, you know, the workers that were coming in and out. So that creates an economy into that space. So for us, we are positive. Any money that's invested into this country, whether it's in rural area, even better, because you will see a lot of people going into those areas and you will see the B&Bs and, you know, car rentals in those areas and shuttle tours, receiving the benefits of these investments.
Where that's still, waiting to be reaped, what kind of investment commitment are we seeing from players within the tourism industry themselves?
Yeah, last year, when we look at the research in terms of how much we invested into the economy of South Africa, it was in a region of about 72 billion. It was almost close to 10% of the total investment into the country. New hotels have been built in various areas, including Cape Town, Polokwane, what we call the secondary cities. There are various hotels that are coming up. So we want that to increase, because we want to target markets like China and India to make sure that we get lots of tourists from those areas to visit the country. And when we are, you know, deliberately targeting those markets, we're going to need more hotel stocks, and we're going to need more rooms and more cars and so forth and so on. Then we're going to start to see more and more spin-off, you know, from the industry.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Chifiwa, for joining us in studio this evening. Of course, Chifiwa Chifengwa is CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.